Welcome back to the Nintendo Switch Initiative. Oh my god, it has been a while. It's been, it has been 3 weeks now. Sorry about the hiatus. Been trying to spend more time with the family, and I've also been working a lot. And so I've kind of had to put the show on a back burner, but everything is looking like I'm going to be back on a normal schedule. On top of that, I'm going to start recording on Sundays and doing my editing Monday and Tuesday, and then releasing on Wednesdays. So that should kind of help me out, because my weekends, especially Sundays, are really pretty easy. So if I do go to work, it's normally for about 4 hours, and then I typically have the rest of my day to kind of do whatever. And also, I'm been working on reformatting the podcast. I'm gonna have like my little intro like normal, and then I'm gonna have a news section, which is normal. But what I'm adding that's new is notable upcoming games that I'm looking forward to. I might not necessarily be buying them. I'll be throwing some games out there more or less as recommendations for games to kind of look out for the upcoming week. And so, yeah, thanks for joining again, and we're trying to find that new balance. All right. Dun-dun-dun-dun, now for the news. All right, first up is the Nintendo Switch Revision 2 and my impressions. Yes, I got the revision. For those that aren't in the know, it's almost exactly the same as the normal Nintendo Switch, except the screen, from what I've been reading, is a little better. But what I do know is the battery is a lot better. I play a lot of indie games, and a lot of the indie games that I play, like Slay the Spire or Enter the Gungeon, Dead Cells, typically on an older Switch, they last about anywhere between, I would say, 3.5 and 5 hours, and then you're topped out, you're done. I was able to play Slay the Spire for about 7 hours on one day. That's, you know, planned during work. And I was just basically just pushing it. Just for the battery life alone, this thing's awesome. And right now, GameStop, they have a deal going on where you can take your old Switch and trade it in for $225, which is nuts. That's nice. So essentially you're paying $75 for double the battery life. I know some people might not care. They can, you know, I mean, you do have other alternatives out there. Like you can go out and you can buy yourself a battery pack to make that battery life go longer. But I have a Switch charge and I bought that for my old Switch. And that would normally give me up to 2 full charges for my old Switch. So essentially, with a full charge Switch and my Switch charge, I can basically get by with playing my with only charging my Switch probably once or twice a week, twice at the very most, which is nuts. So I would definitely look into getting the new Switch revision if you're interested in it. So when you go out and if you're looking for it, just know it's in an all red box. So instead of the box being white and red like in the past, the Revision 2 is in a red box. And as far as I know, GameStop have gotten rid of their old supply of the original Switch. So the only thing that they do have is just the Revision 2 Switch. And second up on the news is Nintendo is not trading Switches in for new ones if you buy one after July 17th. So apparently this was just a really bad rumor. And unfortunately people are falling for it. So, you know, internet and trolling. Just like I said before, if you are looking to trade in your Switch, I really think the GameStop deal is a good deal. For $75, you can trade your old Switch in for a new one. And not only will you get a new 1 year warranty off that Switch just from Nintendo, but you also get the benefit of getting double the battery life. And then last on the news is that EA, America's favorite company, is looking to bring more games over to the Switch. They said this past week that they're looking to bring some of their more successful games and franchises over to the little system that could. The reason this is so funny is because, what was it, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, they were saying that consumers, most consumers, own multiple systems. So if you own a Switch, typically you own an Xbox or you own a PlayStation or you might be playing on PC. But regardless, they were saying that consumers would rather play those games elsewhere other than the Switch. Which is crap because I know plenty of people that wouldn't mind playing Madden on a go, even if there is a graphical sacrifice. Just being able to play that game on a go, they would sell a ton. Same way if they brought over some of their older franchise, like please give me Need for Speed Most Wanted, or give me, man, remaster Need for Speed Underground 2, one of the best racing games ever. Or NBA Street or NFL Street. So, I mean, the list goes on and on. EA, they're having a hard time facing the fact that they seriously underestimated the Switch and dropped the ball. But it looks like they might be trying to turn things around. Let's see what they do. I mean, honestly, in my opinion, I don't really miss EA on the Switch, but I know a lot of people do. Just because, man, just over the years, they've become so obsessed with microtransactions and trying to nickel and dime the customer that honestly, I really have a hard time wanting their games just because I don't want to be constantly bombarded with them trying to get in my wallet. I mean, let me enjoy your game. And if I really and truly enjoy it, I mean, I'll spend extra money on it. Let's see, if they decide to bring over old franchise remaster, like I said, like the old Need for Speeds or the Street series. I mean, heck, man, bring over SSX. SSX Tricky, remaster those, remaster SSX 3. I mean, just the whole Street series or the EA Big remasters alone would sell millions on the Switch. Millions. All right, so enough about EA. I am really, really enjoying the Switch right now. Now's a good time to be a Switch owner. Just in saying that's about it with the news. Alrighty, now for our newest segment, the most notable upcoming games of the week. So this week's upcoming games are Rad by Double Fine Studios, and this guy is a roguelike, which is my current favorite genre on the Switch, probably by far. Anyways, it has 80s theme all over. Everything's like super, super 80s, and me being an 80s baby, I really enjoy it. So the basis of the story is that the world has gone through two apocalypses, and you're kind of the savior of your small community, and you have to get a MacGuffin out of the wastelands that's ever-changing due to mutations and everything. And you get the power to absorb those mutations and basically be able to adapt to the environment. Rad, I've been looking at it for a while. I probably won't get it right now. I'll probably wait till it goes on sale, probably around Christmas or maybe Black Friday, just because I have way too much on my table right now. And Fire Emblem, which I'll get to in a little bit, is currently being played right now. That game is massive. I feel like I'm just now scratching the surface. So, yeah, I'm gonna be waiting on Rad. Not to mention Astral Chain. I already have that pre-order, and I'll be getting that on the 30th when it comes out. The next game on the list is Onanaki, and this is another one that I've been really looking forward to getting. And that's by, oh man, RPG Factory, their spinoff of Square. And you know their whole shtick is making old school type of RPGs, and this is an action RPG, and it actually looks pretty cool. You have control of different daemons, and they're essentially kind of like Pokemons. Each one kind of have their own move list and all of that, and it looks like an interesting idea and interesting game altogether. So. if you're wanting to get yourself kind of like a Diablo, well, I wouldn't even say Diablo-like because there's no RNG, but it kind of has that top-down perspective like Diablo, and the combat similar. Go ahead and check out Ononaki. The other one that I was looking at, I used to be a old TCG fan, hence why I love Slay the Spire so much because it's card-based. And I just recently bought Steam World Quest because it's on sale right now, and it has random card-based combat. Also, is Yu-Gi-Oh! Legacy of the Duelist. I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon a little bit back in the day, and so yeah, if you're kind of used, if you're interested in TCGs, and I don't think there's gonna be a whole bunch of free-to-play in it, or not free-to-play, but microtransactions in it, trying to get you to get new decks and all of that. I think everything's in the game. Go ahead and check it out. Yu-Gi-Oh! Legacy of the Duelist. Last but not least is Trine 1, 2, and 3 coming to the Switch. And I don't have too much experience with the Trine series, but I heard they're really good side scrollers. And so, yeah, if you're looking for a good side scroller, just go ahead and check it out. All right, on to the next segment. All right, now on to games that I'm playing. So, over the past 3 weeks, I've been putting in more time in Slay the Spire. Surprise, surprise. That game just continues to get me to play it all the time. Like, so addicting. Oh man, it's gonna go down as one of my favorite games ever. Like, it'd probably be in my top 10, I would say. I've already spoke a lot about Slay the Spire and Link, so I'm not gonna bore y'all with a rehash of all the gushing and oohing and aahing that I've done about that game since this podcast started. But just know Slay the Spire is a hell of a game. Really, really look into it if you like roguelikes, or just if you like even not side scrolling, turn-based mechanics in video games. It's an RPG with random card elements thrown in, so check it out. The other game I've been playing is Dead Cells. I've gone back to that. I had taken a break from Dead Cells for probably the past month and a half to 2 months, but they recently came out with a new update. I forget the name of it. It has something to do with giants, but yeah, that game is still every bit as awesome as one would expect, and it continues to be one of the very best games on the Nintendo Switch. So check out Dead Cells. And then what everybody's been wanting to hear about, my impressions of Fire Emblem Three Houses. Fire Emblem, I currently have 12 hours in it, so as far as the grand scheme of things, I'm still very early in the game, believe it or not. But just from what I've gotten out of it, man, Fire Emblem is awesome. Just know, get into it. The game is very deep. Very, very deep RPG. I would say that if you want to get the most out of it, for those people that kind of like to micromanage and min-max, this is, man, you'll get so much out of this RPG. I honestly believe the 80 to 90 hour playthroughs, and that's pretty much those people that are just micromanaging and min-maxing everything. But I've also heard of a lot of people getting through one campaign in 25 to 30 hours. But that's just if you're just blowing through it and you're doing nothing but just battling. Because you can skip all the minutiae of the game and just have the game auto everything all the way up to battle. But if you ask me, that kind of misses the whole entire point of Fire Emblem. So, yeah, if you're really off into long, meaty RPGs, Fire Emblem, look no further. As far as what I think of it, I think it's amazing. I love the presentation. It isn't perfect during character cutscenes when they're talking and stuff like that. The in-game models look really good, but the backgrounds are kind of crap, to tell you the truth. But the interactions between the characters during those scenes are actually really good, and you tend not to even notice those backgrounds because you're just engaged with their interactions between each other. As far as the monastery and stuff like that goes, the monastery is very well thought out, and it looks awesome. I mean, and it's huge. It's big enough to where they allow you to fast travel, and then the battles. Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? The battle and the battle effects are awesome, especially when you're going from a tactical view where you kind of have a bird's eye view of the battlefield. As soon as you have everything selected, position your character and then have them attack or do whatever. It zooms in on the battlefield and it's super seamless. And it's a one-to-one, and you see freaking all the characters on the field, and it's just awesome. It's a really nice touch. Sound effects, the music is gorgeous. The voice acting is really well done. I haven't heard anybody that I would say I wouldn't call any of the voice acting poor. And back to the music is some of the best music I've heard this year in any game, period. I mean, it's amazing. And then as far as the story goes so far I'm engaged and I like where the story's going, but I'm still super early on. So as far as my impressions on the story goes, I mean, I really can't give much of one just because like I'm just now scratching the surface of what the story is. There's supposed to be light spoilers. There's supposed to be a 5-year jump, and that is supposed to be around the middle of the game. And as far as I can see, I'm not even close to that. But just know, like the intro and getting to know the characters and all that, it's really engaging. Really good game. So overall, I would say out of the 12 hours that I've spent with Fire Emblem, I would say it's money well spent. It's a really good game, and like I said, if you want a game that you can really sink your teeth into, and you only get one or two games. Sorry about that. You only get one or two games a year. You'll definitely get your money's worth out of Fire Emblem, and it's one of those games where with New Game Plus and all of that, I mean, you can easily spend the whole entire year just playing Fire Emblem and still get plenty out of it. So that's my thought on Fire Emblem, and I'll try to give more thoughts in the future. hopefully, I can finish my first campaign by the time Astral Chain comes out. We'll see. I'll try to show some kind of restraint when, not Fire Emblem, when Astral Chain comes out, but no promises. but I'm pretty sure I should be close to beating. I almost forgot. I picked the Black Eagles to do my first campaign with, but that's a tangent. Anyways, back to what I was about to say. Fire Emblem is amazing. Go out and get it. So long story short, Fire Emblem is freaking amazing so far, and I give it a lot of praise. Go ahead and go out on a limb and go and get it. I mean, it's awesome. I give it high recommendation. Alrighty, everybody, that about wraps it up. As far as everything goes, you guys will be hearing me for sure next week on Wednesday. So look forward to more podcasts coming. And I'm sorry for taking such a long break. It was something that was really needed, and it also helped me kind of get some clarity on where I want to take this podcast and how I want to arrange things. So I'll be definitely talking to you guys next week, and we will be having a ton of news because Gamescom is next week. So and also a Nintendo Nindies event is next week too. So next week is going to be chock full of news, and I can't wait to report on that on the next podcast. Next podcast will probably end up being about 30 minutes long just because of so much news. So looking forward to seeing y'all next week. Alrighty, bye. Thank you.